The U.S. consulate in the Russian city of St. Petersburg has been officially shut down following the expulsion of all American diplomats working in that diplomatic mission. The U.S. diplomats were ordered to leave in retaliation for Washington's decision to expel 60 Russian diplomats over Moscow's alleged involvement in a poisoning attack in the U.K. Moscow has also ordered Britain to evacuate over 50 of its diplomats. It has summoned a large number of ambassadors of other Western countries that followed the U.S. and the U.K.'s lead in expelling Russian envoys. London blames Moscow for the poisoning of a double agent in the British city of Salisbury. The case has further increased already high tensions between Russia and Western governments, particularly the members of NATO. Political analyst Mike Billington says that the UK's inability to provide any evidence about Russia's role in the poisoning of a double agent shows London's claims are baseless.
And the British are so frantic about the fact that they cannot bring Trump under control to stop his relationship with Russia and with China, by the way. This is the end of the British Empire, and they therefore took this crazy ploy of going after this useless former spy, double spy, Skripal, and killing him. And take note, the foreign ministry from Russia, day before yesterday, put out an official policy that said, unless we are given evidence otherwise, we must assume that British intelligence itself ran this attempt to kill a Russian citizen, the daughter, as well as a former Russian citizen, the father, and we will hold them responsible unless we are given other evidence. The British will not release evidence to anybody because there is no evidence. This is just as much a ploy as Tony Blair's lie about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq.